If you go to our Neighborhood Voices website, neighborhoodvoices.org, and you scroll way down to the bottom, under most commented, you'll see Sidney Wolf still pretty much at the top of the pack for both of her appearances. In fact, she was here July 9th in 2001. And then she was also here in Christmas time, December of 2010. So here we are. Did I say 2001? 2011. So she's 2001. I don't think, well, you would have been five or six, I think. She goes to North Hills High School. We'll talk more with her throughout the hour, but I'm so glad that she's here to share her music with us. This is singer, songwriter Sidney Wolf.
Empty rooms and empty chairs, plain white walls as I sit and stare. Thoughts echo through my mind. Things are different this time. Used to sit by the window and look at the sky. Now I'm crying in the corner, just asking why. Used to feel I had the upper hand. Now no one can seem to understand. But Little Miss Perfect isn't quite so. All they see is the surface, and as far as they know, she never has to think. Miss always right. They don't know she cries herself to sleep at night. Caught in a dream, Miss never makes mistakes, but hides it all away with a smile on her face. Pretending everything is the same, but my, how things have changed. Screaming at the ceiling and slamming kitchen doors, wearing down my feet, pacing back and forth, trying to fix what I've become. But there's nowhere left for me to run. It seems every single outlet stops with a dead end. Is there any point looking for a way to feel fine again? Everything I've loved has been ripped away. What's there left for me to say? But Little Miss Perfect isn't quite so. All they see is the surface, and as far as they know, she never has to think. Miss always right. They don't know she cries herself to sleep at night. Caught in a dream, Miss never makes mistakes, but hides it all away with a smile on her face. Pretending everything is the same, but my, how things have changed. Then one day, time slows enough so I can see there's someone else out there who feels like me. He sits in the corner pretending things are the same, but my, how things have changed.
Sidney Wolf at the Saturday Light Brigade, and hi, it's nice to have you back. Tell me about that song. When did you write it?
That song is actually very, very recent in terms of my standards. I wrote that
maybe 2 weeks ago. And I came home from school that day and I was stressed. I had musical stuff to do. I had insane classwork. I had midterms coming up and I was just stressed and I didn't know what to do. And so I just, like, I sat down and I didn't know what hit me. I just started writing. And this is kind of what came to be.
That was amazing, is you were relaying that story. I saw the look of stress appear on your face, and it's gone now. But it sounds like you have a pretty precise memory. Do you think? I mean, in terms of situations and times in your life, are you able to?
Well, definitely. Whenever I write something, like whenever I sing that song again, or whenever I just look at it, it brings back a specific image.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's very unusual. I saw that in your face. You like it's like, and there you were, and that's good. I mean, it helps you mark time and remember.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're 17 now, is my memory right?
I'm 16.
16. Sorry.
I think the website said I was a junior. I'm actually only a sophomore.
We'll fix that. Wow. That's amazing to me because you've really done so much. Now, you mentioned musical. Were you doing musical theater in school?
Or? I was. I actually very recently just quit the musical because of this stress, because I run cross country. I do hurdles and track. I have my music with guitar. I do all sorts of other crazy clubs, like my book club. I'm in Spectrum, the literary and arts magazine, and I don't think there are any harder classes they would let me take. So I don't sleep much.
We were talking off the air that you're taking honors chemistry at Pitt as well.
Yeah, it's actually college and high school, and like literally my chemistry class is the same chemistry class that the kids at Pitt just took for their first semester of chemistry.
So the instructors or the curriculum is Pitt's curriculum.
Yeah, we have Dr. Goldie, one of the professors down there, and he like grades our Pitt tests that we take every couple of months or so, or every couple of chapters, and then we go up there for a couple of labs.
What? I'm sure you've been asked this before, and I guess I was pretty busy in high school too, but Do you have any insight into why you're driven to experience so many things and soak things up so much?
Well, part of it is because I like all the things that I'm doing pretty much. And also, this again goes back to why I started playing guitar and why I do so many things. They told me whenever I was in my elementary school, and it was an elementary / middle school, that maybe I shouldn't take the honors classes. Maybe I shouldn't try and push myself and go that extra mile. And then I was choosing my courses in my high school. I decided, you know what? I'm going all honors. I'm going to see what happens here. And I was just so determined because I didn't want them to tell me what to do. And I didn't want to let them kind of control my future, and I ended up walking away with straight A's first semester in all my honors classes.
Have you thought about college much?
I've thought about it. I mean, it's really kind of stressful to think about, because part of it's so far away and it's so close at the same time, and there's a lot of different things I'd love to do, and I mean, I just have to keep my options open, I guess, by keeping doing stuff like this.
Well, and you have a lot of you may end up doing a lot of things at the same time, or even a lot of things in series, depending on what you want to do. You know, have different careers and different things to try. There's a lot of other things I want to ask you, but why don't we listen to another song? What was the song you opened with? What was
that
its name?
That song was called Miss Perfect.
And what would you like to do next?
The next I'm going to do is going to be a cover. And I wrote the finger picking for this. I didn't write the song. This is a cover of Love Story by Taylor Swift.
And let me just mention, if you would like to pass a message to Sydney Wolfe, I can share it with you. You can use instant input at our website. Just go to slbradio.org. If you're a friend or if you're listening and want to pass along some words of encouragement, use our instant input feature. I'll make sure I look at the message and relay it.
That's at slbradio.org. Here again is Sidney Wolfe.
Saw you, I close my eyes. In the flashback starts, I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gown. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you, please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. So I sneak out to the garden to seek you. We keep quiet, cause we're dead if they knew. So close your eyes. Escape this town for a little while. Oh, cause you were Romeo, I was a scarlet letter. And my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. You were everything to me. I was begging you, please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. Romeo, save me. They're trying to tell me how to feel. So love is difficult, but it's real. Don't be afraid, we'll make it out of this mess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. But I got tired of waiting, wondering if you were ever coming around. My faith in you was fading when I met you on the outskirts of town. And I said, Romeo, save me. I've been feeling so alone. I keep waiting for you, but you never come. As this in my head, I don't know what to think. He nails to the ground and pulled out a ring and said, marry me, Juliet, you'll never have to be alone. I love you and that's all I really know. Talk to your dad, go pick out a white dress. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. Oh, 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 oh. Cause we were both young when I first saw you.
Sidney Wolfe at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you need some water at all?
I'm fine.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's dry. It's dry in our studio, and your voice sounds wonderful. And I'm curious. Are you doing anything to take care of your voice? Because you really have a remarkable dynamic range. When you go louder, you're pure and sound. You're on tone and great. And I can't recall if you've been taking lessons at all or how you've come about your style of singing.
I took voice lessons in seventh grade, but I ended up stopping just because I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I took a chorus class my freshman year, the first semester, and it just, the music they were trying to teach me and the entire, like, musical, Broadway, high-pitched soprano kind of thing, it just never appealed to me. So I've been kind of, I guess, just kind of doing it.
I think you're in a lot of good company. I mean, different mm-hmm. things work for different people. My brother's a professional musician, and he, I don't think, has ever had a lesson in his life mm-hmm. for his instrument or voice, which is guitar. or his voice. And I can remember back when I played a lot of tennis, and I was a decent tennis player. And I remember trying to get lessons and like being told how wrong I was doing everything and getting corrections and suddenly barely being able to play. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and some people, that sits well with some people, but not with everybody.
I know I have been blessed. Whenever I went to this school, I also, first semester, I took an advanced guitar class and had an absolutely amazing teacher, Miss Coney, and she taught me like from the ground up. I didn't know how to read music. I couldn't play this finger style. I mean, you heard me whenever I came in last time. It was all chords. It was all pretty basic stuff. And she taught me how to read music, like, you know, starting with the first string, slowly but surely building my way up. And I've gone from that to now, like, I play like all these crazy like Bach pieces. I can play The Entertainer on the guitar. I can. It's amazing, and I have to thank her so much because it's just wonderful.
That's great. Hey, here's a note. I'm glad I just looked over. It's Julie Yoram.
Oh, my gosh.
You know who Julie is?
I do. We went to the same summer school this summer, and it was an awesome experience.
She writes, Sydney, you are talented, brilliant, and beautiful. I hope someday... So, I'm sorry, I had the mouse over and I'm thinking, what could that word be? I hope someday you are able to see everything I see in you.
Aw.
I hope someday you are able to see everything I see in you. Great job today. And I see that Julie's, I don't know, I don't want to give her email address out over the air, but she must like to swim.
She's an insane swimmer. We kind of went together in the fact that she won all the swimming awards this summer and I won the running ones.
If you want to send a message to Sydney, you can use instant input at our website at slbradio.org, and I'll pass it along just as I did. Are you playing out much in front of other people? Because, you know, you're busy for one, mm-hmm. and plus it can be a little, I think, daunting. It, your age to be playing in front of peers too. Are you doing much of that?
I play out as much as I possibly can. I used to drag my dad out to all these crazy open mic nights and things like that. But I mean, they closed the bookstore that I used to do those open mic nights at. And again, I'm not in chorus anymore. I just quit the musical. But my guitar teacher does sponsor this awesome concert called Rock the Hilltop that happens every year.
Yeah, you were doing probably at Borders, were you doing?
Yeah, Borders.
In the North Hills. CCAC North for a while was doing open mics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there aren't many
all
ages open mic nights that I can think of. And there mm-hmm. ought to be. Does your school have talent types of things that would make sense for you to be part of?
I mean, not that are pretty open, I guess. I mean, again, they have the chorus concerts and things like that. But to do that, for one thing, you have to take the class during the school day. And there's just, I don't have the time for that because I have like my crazy classes and that doesn't leave me any room for electives.
Yeah. Do you like performing in front of others?
I love it. I love the feedback that I get. And that way I can kind of figure out. And then it kind of, in a way, forces me to better myself because I don't want to sound bad in front of other people, but that way it gives me that drive and it makes me want to improve myself even more.
I would think, especially after reading Julie's email, do you think you're your own worst critic though?
I am, absolutely. I am very much a perfectionist at times. I can pick apart the same piece of music, even this summer whenever we went to that summer school together. It was a military summer school and we were there for about 6 weeks. And I was, like, perfectionist when it came to getting my room ready and, like, pushing, like, my blankets underneath my mattress to make sure everything was perfect.
You were Miss Perfect.
And that, there again, is why I wrote the song, because it's crazy, because I think everybody has that thought inside of, like, you know, maybe, like, everybody sees them as something. Like, maybe she seems like, oh, Miss Perfect, the one who always has her hand up in English class and you just wish would shut up already. But behind that, it's so much more.
if you're genuine about it, that's who you are. If you're just joining us, this is Sydney Wolf. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to talk with our big brother, big sisters of Greater Pittsburgh guest in just a few minutes, but we have another couple songs from Sydney. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do another original. I wrote this one about a year ago, and it's called A Change in Me. I'll be the first one to admit I have my insecurities, but there's a rhyme and a reason for everything that we see. The girl with a smile on her face may have something on her mind, wanting only to escape from a secret she's trying to hide. Tell me, what do you see when you look at me? 'Cause I've been fighting more than I let on. I don't wanna be someone who never seems as strong. What you get ain't what I see when I look in the mirror. I can't find me. Whatever happened to the girl I used to be? I need more than a change of heart, a change in me. There are cynics everywhere trying to make you scream, but you can look around and see angels wandering out on the streets. As you reach out to take their hand, you can't help but think, is each word they say true? Should I believe everything? Can't help but want to see everything they say I'll be. 'Cause I've been fighting more than I let on. I don't want to be someone who never seems as strong. What you get ain't what I see when I look in the mirror. I can't find me. Whatever happened to the girl I used to be? Need more than a change of heart, a change in me. Just let me see the truth. Have I done everything I want to do? Am I really strong? Can I really go on? Will you hear my song? If someday you can't go on, 'cause I've been fighting more than I let on. I don't want to be someone who never seems as strong. What you get ain't what I see when I look in the mirror. I can't find me. Whatever happened to the girl I used to be? Why can't I see anything they see? Need more than a change of heart, a change in me.
That's nice. That's Sydney Wolf at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Wolf with two F's, if you're wondering. And you can hear her performances from about 2 years ago, about a year ago. by going to neighborhoodvoices.org to hear how she's progressed. You have become a really good guitar player. I was noticing your playing in that, and you've got to enjoy it. It gives you much more opportunities to express yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Have you thought about playing with other people, or do you prefer to be on your own?
I prefer to be by myself for the simple reason that I feel like I'm in control. You can't control what other people are doing. I mean, you can, don't get me wrong, you can get wonderful sound whenever you collaborate with other people, and I've done that before, and it's awesome. I loved it. But you can also, I also like the fact that I know that I don't really have to rely on anybody else. I can write my own music. I can play my own guitar. I can sing by myself.
Yeah, and it's a choice. I mean, can you imagine two people, you know, painting, like making a work of art on canvas, two people painting at the same time? It's even hard, you know, to you take a different approach to being on the radio if you're one person primarily or two. And you have what it takes to be a good solo artist. You just sound great. Is there anything else you'd like to say or mention? It's just terrific to have you here and have your dad here as well. You guys seem to have a great relationship, which is nice.
I think my songwriting and my guitar is what has helped keep me, like, sane and just helped me get through the day, even with my hectic schedule. And I've noticed that I've always found time for it, even whenever I'm crazy busy. And, I mean, that last song, like, really, like, I wrote it maybe whenever I wasn't feeling as great about myself, but I had some awesome friends and my guitar, and it got me through it. And it carried me through a lot of things. And it's also, like, just writing about how I've been feeling has taught me a lot, too, and it's revealed a lot and helped me kind of see everything that's going on around me.
That's good advice to give. I don't know that you intended it as advice, but to think about it, no matter how old you are, and even if you're very young, to keep track of your thoughts. I mean, younger than you, like 5 to 10 years of age.
Absolutely.
To keep track of your thoughts and writing. You almost always end up in a different place than you expected as you start to write.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think that's the case.
Yeah.
And or a broader or narrower, but it changes your thinking when you begin to write in a way that speaking doesn't or simply thinking doesn't. You make room for more thoughts,
exactly.
I think. Thank you for being here. I can't wait till the next time. What would you like to finish up with?
I'd like to finish off with another cover. And also, it's another cover by Taylor Swift, and it's called Safe and Sound.
Okay, and let me just mention, we will check weather in just a moment, and we'll have a complete segment with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, even though we're a teeny bit late, but that'll be coming up in just a second. Once again, with our thanks, Sydney Wolfe.
I remember tears streaming down your face when I said I'll never let you go. When all those shadows almost killed your light, I remember you said don't leave me alone. But all that's dead and gone and past tonight, just close your eyes, the sun is going down. You'll be alright, no one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound. You dare look out your window, darling, everything's on fire. The war outside our door keeps raging on. Hold on to this lullaby, even when music's gone, gone. Just close your eyes, sun's going down. You'll be alright, no one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe.
and sound. Ooh, 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 oh, ooh, 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 oh, ooh. Just close your eyes. You'll be all right. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound. Ooh, 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 ooh,
Sydney Wolf, thank you, and best wishes for continued success. And it's just great to have you with us again. Thanks. That's Sydney Wolf, WOLFF. And if you just caught part of her performance, you can catch all of it by going to neighborhoodvoices.org. Cloudy today, 26 degrees, a 40 to 50% chance of snow. Sunset 5:31, mostly.